We did a great job on this letter.
Yeah, Mark's gonna fall for this big time. Oh, here he comes.
Hey, Mark, you got a letter from the Detroit Pistons.
I did?
Yeah, the return address says it's from Isaiah Thomas.
See, I told you he'd write me back.
What does it say?
Dear Mark, thank you for your 25 letters. You're my biggest fan.
Does he say anything else?
I can't wait to meet you. Don't tell anybody, but I'm coming to your house Saturday night. P.S. If you're cooking, I love corn on the cob.
He's coming to our house!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, this is gonna be cool!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
I'm gonna go put this in my scrapbook!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Mark!
Wow!
Yeah!
Yes! Oh, we are too good.
I'll just take a little chest here.
So, Al, what did you wish for?
Oh, no, Jill. I couldn't tell you that or it won't come true.
What are you, Al? 7, 8 now?
Sorry, Tim. It's just that I'm a little superstitious about those things.
Yeah? Well, if you don't tell us what you wish for, you're not getting your present.
Well, if you must know, I wished for a wife.
Hey, perfect. That's what we got, yeah.
Just don't overinflate her.
Tim, knock it off. Al has a very good chance of getting his wish. In fact, I've been thinking I might have somebody to introduce you to.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Back the Lonely Heart Mobile up. Stay out of this. Don't melt. You are the worst matchmaker.
Please, I am not.
Don't do this. Don't do
this. Besides, this woman is perfect.
What's her name?
I don't know.
So she's a good friend.
She is the sister of the woman I sit next to at work. She's supposed to be very sweet. Tell you what, I'll call Beth and get her number. And then I'll call you, and then you call her, and then you call me and tell me everything she said.
Okay. Right. No. Then you call me. I'll call Eddie. He'll call Freddie. We'll get pedicures.
Oh, gosh, it's 7 already. I better call the bingo hall, tell them I'm running a little late.
This isn't your usual bingo night.
Well, no, I know. It's when you're a bingo regular, they do something special for you on your birthday. You get to sit next to the caller and use your age as a free space. Tonight, I'm N35. Well, you know, it just seems like yesterday I was I-19.
He really needs somebody.
Her name's Eileen, and she's an orthodontist.
Who?
The woman that Jill found for me. Thank you. I just spoke to her on the phone. She has a delightful sense of humor. Listen to this. How does an orthodontist hold on to a lawyer? She makes him a retainer.
I think I know why she's available.
Well, I've invited her over for Friday night, told her there would be a few people. Now I just have to find a few people. Would you and Jill like to come?
Can't make it. And if you were smart, you wouldn't show up either.
Why?
Because Jill is the world's worst matchmaker. She put 7 couples together, 6 are getting divorces.
Well, maybe we would be like the 7th couple.
The 7th couple couldn't get married. Turned out they were cousins.
Right, Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Welcome once again to Tool Time. I'm your host, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Catch of the Day Borland. It's Male Hobby Week, all this week on Tool Time. And today, Al and I are doing our Tool Time salute. Fishing. You know, hobbies are important to men because they allow us to wind down a little bit, you know? And I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but I work awful hard all week long.
You have another job somewhere, Tim?
Gosh darn it, that was funny. It really was. Who's writing your material? An orthodontist? Yeah. Bite on that one, big worm. Look, we're talking about fly fishing today. In order to get a good information based on it, we've had a special guest. I want a warm Tool Time welcome for ace angler Chuck Norwood. Chuck. Welcome, Chuck.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Well, you bought a nice selection of rods here, boy. I'd love to see a worm try to wiggle off one of those big bad boys, huh?
Well, actually, Tim, with fly fishing, there's no live bait involved. Mm-hmm. The fish are drawn to the fly. And under the heading of flies, you've got your two basic types.
That'd be open and closed, Chuck.
I think Chuck was referring to the dry fly and the wet fly.
Yeah, this is a joke, Al.
The dry fly floats on top of the water, whereas your wet fly...
has kept you out of every major restaurant in the Detroit area. How about a little demonstration?
Yeah, this first one, Tim, is a real classic. Handmade bamboo.
Look at this.
Boy, that's a good-looking rod.
Yeah. Nice. The prices for that start at about... $800.
Now it's $1,600. You got 2 of them. No, we have an insurance policy for these little accidents.
Actually, Tim, our insurance canceled after 4th show.
Well, glue it. What do we got now?
Oh, this next one's my personal favorite.
All right.
This is a Morgan BXL graphite. Not even you can break that, Tim.
Don't bet on it.
Hey. Well, that's a beauty. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
I bet you get a big old stinky bass on this thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Al, open up.
You want to be careful using a graphite rod in a lightning storm because it is an excellent conductor of electricity.
Oh, yeah, we've been known to have a lot of big electro storms right here in the studio.
Well, I'm just saying that if they happen to be in an area that is susceptible to...
Bob, can we have corn on the cob Saturday night?
Sure. Why?
Not supposed to tell.
If you want corn, you'll tell.
Okay. Isaiah Thomas is coming to dinner, and he really loves corn.
Isaiah Thomas?
You can't say anything to anybody, okay?
Hey, I'm home.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, I'm right here. What is this?
Brad and Randy wrote a letter to Mark pretending to be Isaiah Thomas.
It's not from Isaiah?
Mark, no professional basketball player is going to come to our house to eat corn.
Especially your mom's corn.
Honey, look, you're 8 years old now. It's time that we have this talk. Stop being such a sap!
But the letter looks so real.
Let me give you some guidelines here. If something good happens to you, and Brad and Randy are happy that it happened, it's probably not a good thing.
I'm gonna get them back.
Wait, what do you want to do to them?
I'm going to tell them that they're ugly and that their feet stink.
Ouch. Well, it's probably not a good idea to tell them stuff they already know, all right? Think of something, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Oh, by the way, keep Friday open. I got sleepovers for all the kids. We are going out.
All right. We almost got roped into going to Al's house. Where are we going?
Al's house.
No!
More dip?
Oh, no, thank you, Al.
Dipped out, big fella.
Don't worry, Al. Eileen will be here any minute.
Any minute, boy, I should take a look at that rack of lamb before it dries out.
Yep. She's 30 minutes late. She's not coming. Let's eat.
She's coming. Stop whining. Try to say something supportive.
Nice butt, Al.
Well, that's probably her now.
Hi.
Hi.
Al.
Eileen? Well, would you like to come on in? Come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jill. I work with Beth.
Nice to meet you.
And the man behind the cheese ball is my husband, Tim.
Hi.
This is very exciting for me. I'm a big fan of the show. You are so funny.
Thank you very much.
And Al, so competent.
Thanks. What, would you like something to drink?
That'd be great. Wine? This really isn't like me, being late. I mean, normally I am right on time or early.
Well, what a coincidence. Al is always early. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah, sometimes he shows up before he's invited.
I just had one of those days where I couldn't get out of the office, and then on the way over here, my car stalled.
I'll take a look at it. Al should look at it. He should look at it.
Eileen, I would love to look under your hood. I mean of your car. Of her car.
Al, yeah. You have a great sense of humor.
A sense of humor is very important in relationships.
Oh, yes.
If I didn't have a sense of humor, I never would have been able to stay with Tim.
How long have you two been married?
It seems like forever. In a good way.
Children?
Yes, we have three delightful boys. Mm.
And who would they be?
I myself would love a big family.
Oh, me too. Although I'm 36, and I worry that it's a little late to be getting started.
Oh, no. No, you have plenty of good childbearing years left.
It's not only that. You know, it's the whole process. I mean, first you have to meet somebody, then you have to date, see if the chemistry's right. I just wish there was a way to cut right through all that.
So do I.
You do?
You know, I wouldn't want to be too forward, but I would love to be the father of your children.
Do you mind if we eat first?
I'd love to be the father of your children. I still can't believe the woman didn't go running out of the apartment screaming.
That's because she's just as desperate as he is. Honey, you gotta applaud yourself. They're right for the perfect match.
We gotta talk to Al.
No, what are you doing? Don't talk. No,
hey,
no. Stay
no,
out of this.
You're going way too fast.
Stay
way
out of
too
this.
Fast. She practically moved in before
stay
dessert.
Come on.
Her car stalls once on the way over, and by the end of the night, she thinks that she can't make it home.
Stop.
Maybe I better stay on your couch. How long do you think she's gonna be alone on that couch?
Knowing Al, 6 months. Come on. Don't hang it up.
You are just not getting this at all.
No.
These people are not acting rationally.
You're not acting rationally.
Hey, you cannot build a relationship based on desperation.
We did.
Tim, they were naming their babies.
They were joking. Ugh. They laughed when I said call it Tim, remember? Hang up.
I'm not hanging up until you promise me that you're going to call.
All right, look, I won't call Al. I'll talk to him tomorrow, okay? But it's a waste of time. They would work this out by themselves. You know when you first get in a relationship around that emotional high? But after a while, you come crashing down to reality. I know I did.
Happy hour, Wilson?
No, Tim. I find that two coats of bourbon give my paintings a nice gloss.
Two coats of bourbon will give anybody a nice gloss.
You know, Tim, it was rumored that the Mona Lisa was covered with a splash of whiskey.
That'd explain why she had that little plastered look.
Actually, Tim, I think that look may have had more to do with her supposed relationship with Leonardo da Vinci.
I don't want to talk about relationships today.
Problem, Tim.
Yeah, she'll drive me nuts. She fixes Al up with a girl he likes. Now she thinks they're moving too fast. She wants to break them up. Why do women want to meddle in other people's relationships? Men don't care about this stuff.
Oh, Tim, you're falling victim to a cultural stereotype. Historically, men have been the primary matchmakers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For example, among the Xhosa Kaffir tribe, a young man's father would choose his first, sometimes even his second wife, in exchange for a sack of barley or a goat.
I'd hold out for a sack of cash and a jag.
You see, Tim, unlike the ancient matchmakers who received goods for their services, Jill's motives are much purer. She only wants what's best for Al.
Yeah, but why does she drag me into it?
Who the heck knows? You know women.
Okay, Mom, here's the fake letter. We're gonna get them great.
Boy, this is a big moment for you. Your first prank against your brothers you came up with all by yourself.
Mom, this is only the beginning.
How you doing?
So tonight's a big night, eh, Mark?
I hope you have enough corn for Isaiah.
Hey, Mark, look at this. You got a letter from Isaiah Thomas.
Well, another letter. Pool! Isaiah's leaving me 5 tickets to the Bulls game. Wait a second. Let me see that. Oh, man. Courtside seats for the whole family. All we have to do is present the letter.
Wait a minute. Let me see that. Right. And we're invited to the locker room to get an autographed game ball after that?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't either.
Well, I don't believe it. Did you guys write this?
Right.
No. I swear.
Really, Mom, we didn't.
Yeah, we wrote the other one.
They wrote the other one.
Yeah, but Mom,
wait
this
a minute.
One's real.
No, yeah, wait. Yeah, it's you real. Wrote a fake letter?
Yeah, but this one's real.
This
yeah.
one's real.
I don't
believe it. Hey!
No!
Come on!
I got this piece.
Tim. Mark wrote that letter.
I knew that. Hey, we're all on this together. Sucker.
Yeah, nice try, Dad.
I knew it. I knew he did
okay,
that.
Okay, guys, go on up and wash your hands.
Good job.
Can I go up and tease him?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great. I'm going to clean up and get to work.
Yeah, well, don't forget to talk to Al about Eileen.
You know, I got a better idea. I'm thinking maybe I'll bring them over, right, both of them, and they can watch how we are together, and then I'm sure they'll decide they're much better off being single. Ford product, obviously, Mustang 67.
You know it, Tim.
There you go.
I have over 700 wheel covers and hubcaps in my collection at home.
Wow. That takes a lot of space. You must have a real understanding wife.
She left me, Tim. She said it was either her or the hubcaps.
Hate to hear that, but I think you made the decision most of us would have made. Yeah. Right, Al?
I don't think so, Tim. I would never trade wheel covers for the love of a good woman. And unlike you, I have never used the show as my personal form.
Good
I would like
you.
To say something to my special lady.
Al, what are you going to do?
Speak from the heart.
Al, don't do this. Al! It was good to have you on the show. Thanks for coming, and thanks for...
Dr. Eileen Markham, I, Albert Borland, would like to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
It's great. Great. That's great. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm proposing.
You crazy? Crazy's crazy.
Crazy in love.
Oh, boy. Aren't you all? Aren't we all? Well, that's all the time we have. Klaus, some music, please.
Thank you.
That's it for Tool Time. Thanks for being here. See you next time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you out of your mind?
On the contrary, Tim, I've never felt clearer.
You've only known the lady a couple of days.
Yes, but I know everything about her.
Is she married?
I don't know.
Is she from around here?
I don't know.
Is she allergic to flannel? Does she have any weird tattoos? Can she digest asparagus properly?
I don't know.
What do you know about her?
Well, I do know that I like her. Mm. And I want to start a family before I get too old.
What?
Well, you know, my father was almost 60 when I was born.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I... Thank you. When we would go to the park, we would sit there and feed the pigeons while I would watch the other kids play ball with their dad.
Well, 60's a ways off, buddy. And getting married is a big step. It's like when you bought your saber saw. You didn't buy the first one you saw, did you?
Of course not.
Well, you went back to the hardware store a couple times, looked at a few of them, Make sure there's no surprises.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right, women are like that. You don't want to marry a saber saw and wake up one day and find yourself lying next to a jackhammer.
So, what you're saying is you don't want to go to bed with one tool and wake up with another.
Well, ideally, you don't want to be going to bed with tools, but I think you know what I'm driving at here, Al?
Yes, I do. Oh, but, Tim, I've already proposed. It's going to be on the air in a few hours.
I think I got that covered.
Really?
Yeah. When do you say you and I go over to the park and play a little catch?
That'd be great. All right. Then maybe we could feed the pigeons.
Let's not get carried away, Al.
I'd have to say this is a Mustang, probably 67. You know it, Tim.
He really proposes to her on the air?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop him?
I couldn't. He was like a bell sender headed for some pine.
What is going to happen when she sees this?
Covered.
Thanks for coming.
Dr. Eileen Markham, I, Albert Borland, would like to spend the Tuesday night.
Come here. Look, it's Godzilla.
Dear Mark, sorry it's taken me so long to write back, but I've been really busy.
Isaiah, honey, come to dinner.
In a minute. I gotta write back to this kid. He's written me 25 times.
Your corn's getting cold. Isaiah, honey, come to dinner.
In a minute, I've got to write back to this kid. He's written me 25 times.
Come on, Zeke, man. Forget the kid. The corn's on, buddy. Come on. Corn. We got plenty of corn. We got corn. We got... There's pimentos with it. Come on, buddy. Come on.